trouble sleeping, I'm in trouble staying awake. Since you got to leave me, tumors on my brain. Oh, I'm in trouble sleeping, oh, trouble staying awake, yeah. Since you got to leave me, yeah. Oh, my, on my brain, won't you come over my house, come over my house, come over my house, now, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been trouble sleeping, all trouble staying away, yeah. And you got to leave at me there, too much on my brain, oh, ooh, I've been trouble sleeping, babe, all trouble staying away, yeah. And you got to leave at me.
Trouble sleeping, which I may have trouble sleeping after this interview is done. If the set was any indicator, this is I'm going to have my hand very close to the dump button just in case.
You're so mean.
So what Eric is trying to say is, hey guys, welcome to the studio. How's it going?
I feel so welcomed.
That was our bass player, Joe.
Taylor's already threatened him not to talk, so...
No, I encourage everybody to talk. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point behind our band name. It's not just about me, it's about all of us. Say hi.
Hi. So who are you?
I'm Taylor.
I'm Luke.
And I'm Joe.
What do you do?
We're in a band.
We're in a band.
Yeah, we're in like a band or something.
How do you think this interview's going so far?
Pretty good.
Dump button.
Yeah. We've also got a drummer named Dom who's not here, unfortunately.
Go to Angelo's and order a pizza and you might see him.
So this is pretty awesome. As you just heard, we do have a beep button, which Eric pulled out here just for you, Taylor.
Have you already used it?
Yeah, you can't hear it, though, because you don't have headphones.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, you know, it's probably for the best, honestly.
So, anyway, you guys are here because, well, we planned this actually weeks ago, because you have a show coming up this weekend. What's going on?
We're playing at Brothers Lounge on January 23rd, and we're playing with Polars and the Whiskey Hollow, and it's going to be super awesome, big party, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's also Joe's birthday. So that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
And we'll all be there.
And it's free, so that's the best part.
We're awesome. Allowed to say that, right?
Yes.
Cool.
I just looked at Eric and his head did not explode, so that means we're in good shape here.
I like that. Cool. Yeah. So we're excited. We've also got all of our dates scheduled for the rest of our recording of this album we've been putting together. So we should have that for you guys in the future.
Yeah. And how many tracks will be on this recording?
As of now, it's 9, unless for some reason we write a song in our sleep.
Which we might. You know, we've had trouble sleeping lately, so.
Now, that's one of the cool things about, you know, when I first heard this this song, the single that you put out, I went, whoa, this is way different than what Taylor Lamborn usually does. The rest of the tracks on, and this, of course, isn't just you, it's a group.
I see you're using it already.
I tried. But are the other 9 tracks on here, are they going to sound just like the single?
Some of them, you know, rock kind of like Trouble Sleeping, but others are more mellow. You know, it kind of just depends. We have a wide range of stuff that we do, and we are influenced by a bunch of different stuff. So it kind of depends, you know. Good mix.
Mm-hmm. We'll be playing a mellower song in a little bit. Joe over here, he's so microphone shy. It's really adorable.
For those of you driving in your car in this wonderful weather or at home, snuggling up with a pizza, listening to us, what's happening is we only have a certain amount of microphones in the studio. And Joe said that he didn't want to talk, but Taylor is making him talk. So every time you hear dead air, it's Taylor
trying to get Joe to say something.
Yes. So just imagine Joe saying something.
Joe, do you just want the beep button? Every time she hands it to you, you could just go...
Yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll just stop trying to let you talk then.
If I have something to say, I'll say it.
Cool.
So, okay. I've got to ask the question, and I'm sure you hear it a bunch. Where did the name? What's with the name?
Oh man, if you could have heard some of the names that we came up with. It was probably 4 months of us going back and forth, throwing out 30 names every minute. And a lot of those you would need the beep button probably to say on the air. So it would really be unfortunate. I kind of want to tell you some of them, but again, you'd have to bleep it out.
Definitely.
So we were kind of sick of trying to pick out a name. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting in an apartment that I was house sitting for, and we were like, we're just coming up with a name right now. It's 2:00 in the morning. Whatever it is what it's going to be. And that's what it was.
Yeah.
Luke actually came up with it. Do you want to tell them what your idea for the name was before that?
The idea for the name was to not have a name, but that's hard to market.
Because group is so much easier.
Easier than no
is.
Name.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. But my actually idea, I'm a big fan of the band, and I kind of like how they just have that name, and I was kind of going along those lines, so whatever. Mm-hmm.
And we did some research, and it's like not an overused band name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. We could have had something with a deer in our name, or
yeah, like deer group.
Yeah, but know? I mean, a lot like there are that. A lot of deer bands out there these days.
Random.
But there are a lot of things you can do with group too, which is cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can make a lot of puns. We already have our groupies, and we're pretty happy with it.
Yeah.
I just took a picture of you. I'm putting it on Facebook right now.
Oh, don't yeah? Mind me. It's probably really beautiful.
That's a beautiful picture. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was about to say, why don't we hear something?
Yeah, all right. You guys want to play a song?
Definitely.
So we've got to do the microphone round robin now.
Okay, cool. And this next song is called Happy. All right. Take a chance, not one second glance. Oh, and don't you think about those things that came before. Yeah. Go and love yourself and everyone else. Just don't let no one tell you who you're supposed to be. Because, oh, I wanna be happy, and you wanna be happy. Oh, so we should all be, yeah. Oh, I wanna be happy. happy too. So you and me, and we should all just be, And your daddy, he taught you life is worth more than just what he bought you. Each day is a gift that you're giving. Go on, girl, go on and live it right. And your mama, she loves you just like the stars all above you. And you know that she will feel that way every day and every night. So go and reach your biggest dreams. We are all kings and queens in our own hearts, own mind, own time. Time to face your destiny. Oh, I wanna hear you sing with me. Stand up and tell me how much you wanna be. Second glance, oh, and don't let no one tell you who you're supposed to be.
Yeah. Group live on Neo Rock's track called Happy. They are playing this weekend, Saturday night at Brothers Lounge, 7:30. It's a free show along with Polars and the Whiskey Hollow. How did you end up with those two bands with you?
We're just buddies, you know. The music community in Cleveland is really awesome. I actually live in the same house as the keyboard player in Polars, and he and I went to college together. And so when they had their first show back in, like, the middle of the summer at the Bevy at Birdtown, we all went out and supported them. And I was like, you guys should play for us sometime. And so we started playing together, and then actually Joe over here plays with Maddie. He played with her in a previous group. Do you want to talk about that? Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. I play with Maddie in the Whiskey Hollow and Envoy, so that's how we got Maddie on this show.
We did hear a track from the Whiskey Hollow. Philco was the name of the track just before we played Trouble Sleeping. And do you know much of the backstory? Because this is a very different sound from Maddie than what those of us that have known her for a long time are used to.
Yeah, she's just going for something genuine. It's very personal to her. Yeah.
Well,
I'm just eyeing Luke's milkshake over here. He went to the bathroom. He went to the bathroom here. He comes back with a milkshake.
You get these magical key cards from Jason, and they actually get you milkshakes from the bathroom.
Don't tell everyone about the magical key card milkshake card.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, back to Maddie.
And he just took a sip. Do you see the way he looked at you when he took that sip?
Oh my. I'm getting one after this.
Will that make you happy?
That will make me
like
happy, yeah, like the song.
Yep, okay, cool.
Sure.
So, Taylor, I'm going to turn to you.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Because you sent us an album, like, a month before Group came out.
Yeah, Group launched, we did our single release on November 29th, and I did my last EP released on November 4th. So it was, like, right on top of each other. But my EP was a very long time in the works, and the whole time that we were mixing down the final mix and master of my EP, everybody in Group had gotten together and we were starting to work on some other songs. And for me, music is a very collaborative experience. I came up in the industry as a songwriter, but I have so much more fun when I get to play with a band. And I feel like often, like, a front person sometimes gets too much of the limelight when everybody else has a lot of to contribute and a lot to say and a lot to do with the success of a band. So with group, I wanted it to be an experience that wasn't just about me. It was about everybody. So as we were starting to launch everything, I wanted to make sure that we had a different name and it was about all of us. So that's kind of what our name, our logo, everything is about all four of us, like on an equal playing field, you know? Because I think everybody's important.
I don't know. I'm looking at grouptheband.com, and I see two people that are higher than the other two. Like, the ones on the
ends, they're all the same size. Yeah, we're, like, open outwardly to the audience. It's like a semicircle of love.
But also, in your promo photo, you're up higher than everybody else.
Okay, all right, let's get nitpicky. You're going to start having to use that bleep button pretty soon, Eric.
We're just trying to cause a band fight right now.
And we can talk over the bleep button all we want.
Exactly. Gosh. I know, and then Dom's not even here, which makes me sad. But you know what? It is what it is.
It's what he gets for having to work.
I know. So, cool.
All right, so you want to play something else?
Live, or were you going to do a... What were we leading into?
What do you want me to do? You want me to play a track off the system so we could talk off
This
air?
Is live radio, everybody. Enjoy yourselves as we talk about this on the air. Once again, you are listening to Neo Rocks on 88.7 okay. FM WJCU.
let's play a track from Polars. Here's Into the Pines on Neo Rocks.
Okay, cool.
Can you hear me from this far? Do you not know who you are? Do you know I'm around? Can you hear my sound? If you do, then just carry on. As if you don't, to the past we go. The only place where blurry field. This place is real. Keep it with you to reveal. Only two of us know. Can I catch up on the road? Only when they grow. To the past we go. The only place where it can be so. How warm does that head feel?
place your cheek up on the pines. Oh, tell me that ain't real. I am still around. I am still alive. I am still around. I am still alive. Don't go blame it on the thing. You know that's me, God, in your name. Meet me on top, meet me down below. Bring me back like an undertow. And don't go blame it on the dark. You know how I love, don't leave my mark.
Polars with Into the Pines here on Near Rocks. They are playing along with Group for the first official group gathering. A concert with Group, Polars, and the Whiskey Hollow. And now we've got performing live on Near Rocks. Once again, Group.
Yeah. Here we go.
Got a reputation to uphold. Porcelain skin. Is adorned in gold, and you think it's easy to do as I'm told, but what if it's not what I want? And maybe I wanna kiss a girl, and what if I wanna get high? With your boxes from Tiffany's, baby, dropping these obligations that I hold. All my frustrations aren't worth their weight in gold. And you still think it's easy to do as I'm told, but what if it's not what I want? And maybe I wanna travel the world now. So what if I want to get high? Some silver spoon sort of pedigree, baby. Maybe I wanna travel the world, and what if I want to get high?
Yes. Proof here on Neo Rocks. That was a cool song.
Thanks. Yeah, you should hear the full electric version of it because it gets pretty rocking at the end.
Well, for people who do want to hear that, it is going to be this Saturday at 7:30, correct, at Brothers Lounge, just when doors are opening.
Yeah.
Hey, yep. Eric's back. Everybody, say hi to Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Where's the milkshake?
Has this become an AA meeting?
Yeah. With the weird appearances. That's what it stands for, right?
The weird greeting from group. Is this a group meeting?
This is a group meeting.
We have so many. This is a group radio. This is a group party. This is, yeah, so many things.
Group, all right.
Group. Do you want to do that beep thing now? This is also group. Yeah, you guys can fill in the blank there. That was really nice. Cool. Good talk.
All right, so where can people go to find out stuff about you guys?
We've got groupTheBand.com. You can also do the handle at groupTheBand on either Twitter or Instagram. And then you can also search groupTheBand official on Facebook.
And once again, the show Saturday night.
Yeah.
Tell people about it.
This Saturday, we have wonderful openers. Both the Whiskey Hollow and Polars will be there. I'm always really excited to have shows where the supporting acts, and even when we're the supporting act, the main headlining act is somebody that I really like, and I enjoy all these artists, so I'm pretty happy about it. And it's at Brothers Lounge, January 23rd. Anything else? Oh, it's also Joe's birthday.
It's also Joe's birthday.
Bass Joe at Boda Bass. Yeah. He doesn't talk, but he does celebrate his birthday. Yeah. So you guys can bring him
birthday.
Presents.
Yep. Presents of alcohol.
And when's the disc coming out?
Late summer?
Probably somewhere around then.
We'll be able to give you a more solid date in the future. You can sign up for our newsletter on our website, and links to all our social medias on the website there, too.
We have a newsletter? What?
Yeah, you're cute.
Is the name of the disc just going to be album?
My cousin had that idea the other day, and I thought it was like the best thing I've ever heard.
Group album.
This is the first idea that has come in front of me.
We also wanted to just name the tracks, track one, track two, track three, track four. You know?
But that's not happening because we already have names.
Maybe one album in the future, we'll do that.
Yeah. Potentially.
Concept album.
All right. Well, you can join us in our collaboration meeting where we discuss all of that if you want.
Oh, okay.
I'll just throw things at you the whole time.
Okay. I'm used to that one. But all right. Let's thank you very much for coming in, you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
And of course, once again, Saturday night at Brothers Lounge, 7:30 is the start of the show. Polars, the Whiskey Hollow. And group plan. And we've got one last track. This is off of your EP.
Yeah, so this was my solo EP that I did just before we started the band.
And this is called Gravity on Neo Rocks.
So the lightning crack, crack, crack. Heard the thunder roll, roll, roll. Then the sky went black, black, black. And we lost control. Now I'm questioning inside the ground. I can tell the difference between heaven and a sound. Don't think I can get higher, but no one can bring me down. I'm questioning inside the ground. Don't care much about your gravity. What you learn in school, yeah, they don't apply to me. Keep sitting cross-legged, I got clouds at my feet. Don't care much about your gravity. I don't need you to teach me, cause I'll make it up as I go. What's right for you isn't right for me. You say your rules are written in stone. Well, don't what's all this about your chemistry? Inhibitor to you is a chemistry.
what's all this about your gravity? Rules you learned in school, they don't apply to me. Keep sitting cross-legged, I'll be dancing with clouds at my feet. I don't care much about your gravity. I don't care much about your gravity. I don't care much about your gravity.